Weiter in Shas, we're in Chulin Daf Kufchav Gimel, picking up the top of the page by the Mishnah. We learned until now that although the hide, the ur of an animal is not generally considered like flesh, it does convey tumah to or from the animal's flesh. And we're talking about the ability of the hide to convey tumah while it's being flayed. Hamavshiv b'mehima b'chaya b'tohor b'tmeya, whether it's a tohor animal or a tameh animal, b'daka b'gas, we're talking about a small animal or a large one. The shatiach, if he did it in order to use the hide for a shatiach, like he wants to use it, Rashi says, shchuta v'chutame b'tmeya nevel v'utar imavshit lasos mina or shatiach, you want to make some sort of spread, lamita, for a bed, for shulchan, or for like a tablecloth. Then kedeachiza, it's then the din is the flayed part of the hide continues to give over tumah until it's enough to grab onto, but not after that point. But the chemis, if he's doing it to use the hide for a flask, they like put water in or something like that, and the flayed part of the hide gives over tumah throughout the whole process. Until he flays the chazeh, the breast. Hamargil, if somebody goes and... Hamargil is, if he starts flaying the body from the hind legs in order to use the hide for a flask, then kulo chibor l'tumah. Kulo chibor l'tumah, then all of the flayed hide is considered attached in reference to conveying tumah. In this case also, he's doing the hide for the whole use of the flask. Like in the previous case, he folds the skin inside out. But in this case, he begins at the hind legs rather than the neck and works his way towards the animal's head. Rashi points out that the Mishnah says in this case, throughout the flaying process, the entire hide is considered to be attached yad in reference to, in regard to conveying tumah to or from the basar. This is because when you flee from the back to the front, the breast is not flayed until the end of the process. Since it's the most difficult part of the animal to flay, the hide remains a yad until it is flayed. Kulichi with the tumah. Litame ulitame, both in reference to becoming tame and in regards to contaminating other things as well. Okay, now we got a machlokas about one who starts doing it from the hind legs, or sha'alat savar, about the skin that's on the neck. Rech menur yomer, eino chibor. It's not considered like it's attached. He says when the Mishnah says that if one flees from the hind legs, all of the hide is considered as attached, that it doesn't mean literally that the hide continues to give tumah until every bit of it's been flayed. Rather, it means that the hide can do is give tumah until the breast has been flayed. The hide's still attached to the neck, it doesn't matter. So in a chibur, chamorim chibur achi yafshit as kulo. It's attached until he flays the entire thing. Says the Gemara. Mikan ve'elech mai. What about the hide that's flayed from that point on? When the flayed part of the hide can be grasped along the entire length of the animal, does a hide that is flayed after that point give over tumah or not? The question is talking about a case in which one flays the animal in order to make a spread, like a sheet or like a tablecloth. Like we said, it's first cut lengthwise from the head to the hindquarters, then peeled towards the side. The Mishnah said that until the amount of the hide flayed is more than the measure needed to grasp it, it can be tumah both to and from the animal's flesh. The other thing we're saying, when you have an additional section of the hide that's flayed beyond the amount necessary to grab it, is there any giving over of tumah to any part of the flayed hide or not? Tahor ha mufshat. That which is flayed afterwards is tahor. No, it's not going to give over tumah. V'asi amar tefach ha-samach la-basar tameh. Tefach of a flayed hide that's closest to the animal's flesh is tameh. It gives over tumah. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges V'asi. Hamafshit kashir hazeh. If one flays the animal to this measure, enough to grab it, ikan de'iluch, and from that point on, a ge'a b'mushat tahor, when it comes in contact with the flayed hide, is tahor. And if the animal's tummy, the person who touches his tahor, the person remains tahor. And if the animal's tahor, the person who touches his tummy, the animal remains tahor. My love, feel with tafu samach al basar. as the Brisa talking about, even to the tefach of the fleed hide that's closest to the animal flesh. So we see that even this tefach does not convey tumma, which goes against Rav Asi. At the Gemara, this is excluding the tefach next to the closest to the animal's flesh. Okay, let's learn from the following Brisa. Ba'or shekineged abasir tami. Is a raya that the one who comes into contact with the hide that's opposite the real's flesh, meaning the unclean hide, is tummy. Or shekineged abasir tami. It's mashma that only a person who comes in contact with the hide that's opposite the flesh is tummy, because the unclean hide is a shomer. How about tefach asomach abasir? But if a person comes in contact with the tefach of flayed hide that's closest to the animal's flesh, tahor, then it'll be tahor. Which backs up a Rav and comes against Rav Asi. So this is Gemara. They knock up this right over here by another way of learning the Brisa. Tana called Tefach Asomach Abasar or Shekineged Abasar Karele. Even the Tana the Brisa is saying is calling the entire Tefach of flayed hide closest to the animal's flesh, the hide that's opposite of the flesh, and therefore the Brisa can't be brought as a Raya for Rav. Let's bring another brisa to bring a raya. Tashma. Hamafshet b'meimer b'chayy. Someone goes and he flees the meimer b'chayy b'tor b'tmeir b'dakel b'gasa l'shatiach k'di achiza. Then until it's going to be give her tumah until it can get to bring and grab onto, but not after that. But tefach of some of the tefach of fleed hide closest to the animal's flesh is tahor. It doesn't give her tumah. This brisa says straight up that the tefach does not give her tumah, which supports the view of Rav and he goes against Rav Asi. For the Gemara, no, we're talking about the tefach rishon. We're talking about the first tefach fleet after the hive has reached the point of about to be sufficient to grasp. Even Rav Asi agrees that the first tefach does not give a tumah. However, once the flare moves beyond this point, the tefach of hive that's closest to the animal's flesh does convey tumah. Kama k'dei achiza. How much is the siddur k'dei achiza? Tefach. I have a tiny tefachim. It says two tefachim, two tefachs. Ma'abaya tefach kafel. The Brisa says tefach meant a double tefach, which is two tefachim. Tain amayachi kama kidei achiza tefach kafel. Tanan hasam b'mishnah kelim that will connect our mishnah. Tanan hasam mishnah says tal sheyischa b'lekori. Let's say you have a tummy tal, so one starts to tear in order to get rid of the tumma. Kevin shidikaru wants to tear a majority of it. Shuvei nechibur is not considered like that it's attached to tahor, therefore it's tahor. The rabbis didn't teach this din except in a talis, like a cloak, that was immersed that day in the mikvah to cleanse its tumma. Someone says tummy is cleansed of tumma through putting in the mikvah, but a residual tumma remains until the nightfall of the day that was put in, and then at night it becomes totally fine. The migud lo chas alav atvelon. Since he wasn't worried about this cloak and he put in the mikvah, lo chayis alav v'kara lo ruba. You can assume that he will not be concerned for it and he's going to tear a majority of it. Therefore, once he does tear a majority of it, it's tahor. Avatal she'en it's full assume, but the case of the talis, this cloak, this talis, this clothing, that was not immersed that day, lo, tearing a majority of it is not going to make a tahor. Gezeira dilma lo asil mikaruba, because we're worried that we're not going to tear actual majority of it, and therefore it's going to be tar only if it's torn completely. Amaraba, shtei tshuvas v'damer. It's got a problem. It's the way that Rav Nachman's understanding of the Mishnah Kilu. He has two responses to that. Chada, one of them is that if a cloak is tahor by tearing it on the day that it's immersed, shema yom tefilas bas yom ha'ola, people might say that's tahor because tevila takes effect on that day that it's done, and to not think that way, the chachamim decree that tearing it on that day does not make it tahor. He says, Rabbi says it's going to be aser, it's going to be aser the midrabanan to use this tamei garment that was torn on the day that it was immersed for od, and furthermore, not only that. If you want to say that it's true, that where the Torah is mechayv a person to tear the majority of something, then the Chachamim decreed that he has to tear the entire thing, lest he fail to tear the left, you know, what's necessary. Beep, turn the page. And also, of the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ligzor, Dumalo, Silvan, Vigro, Shnaim. Then the case of a bird, Ola, Kuntabalazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that the Kohen has to sever a majority of its two pipes, he you're making gezira because of the possibility that the kohen might not sever the majority of the two pipes. The fact that we don't enact this as gezira tells us that we're not really worried about that, which goes against what Rav Nachman said. Amalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef comes and he says, a ka'amar, in reference to that what you said, gezira, the rabbis bid of gezira, that a torn garment on the day that is immersed remains tummy, shema yomru tevila bas yoma ola, maybe they're going to think that it's tevila on that day is going to be good. They're worried that people are going to say that the tevila takes effect on the day it's done. That's not, there's nothing really to base it on, because karmo chechala, because the rip in it is going to indicate that it's tahar. So you don't have to be worried that people are going to think, oh, because of the fact that we're in the mikvah. But Gamar, that what you said, Olsa Olf, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Shem Ligzor, you should make a gezerah. Nah, there's nothing to worry about there, because Kohanim is using it. The Kohanim are Zaris. They're very diligent in what they do. Therefore, we don't have to be worried that they're going to make a mistake in cutting the simanim. Tashema, bring another kasha on Rav Nachman. Tashema. The Mishnah says Hamafshit Bibehima Lechaya. That is that someone who flays the body of the Behima Rechaya. Bitme Batora, Bidaka Bagasa, Lishaptiach, if it's done, you have to use the hide for like a tablecloth or a bed covering, then that part is gonna continue giving Tumakida Chiza until it gets to a point of where you're able to go ahead and grasp it. She says Tvachayim. Hayasamichtiya Chizatar, but it'd be more than that. Then it's not going to be tummy. Amai, how come? Ligzor, it's making gezerah that the flayer has to remove much more than that amount, because Dumbullah said, Lemavad elekadechiz, maybe it's only do up to that amount. The karnagam atum, and then touch the flayed part of the hive in the state of tummy, vakamit tairinan lay. And then we are going to make a mistake and say that this flesh is tahor. The fact that the Mishnah does not set this gezerah kind of shows against that which Rav Nachman has taught. Gemara, now ibetumah daraisa. If the Mishnah was talking about tumah daraisa hachanami, then yeah, you'd be right. You didn't need a gezera. Hachmaiskidu, we're talking about tumah darabanan. We have such a chumrah, such a intense thing. Tenech tami b'tahara. Okay, now this is good. It makes sense in the Mishnah's case of a tummy person flaying a tar animal, which could very well be discussing a person who's tummy with darabanan tumah. Tar b'tameya, but in the case of a tar, a person who's flaying a tame animal, tuma daraisa, this is daraisa. But the Mishnah says, passing that anything beyond the measure of what you can grab is tahor. You say that even in the case of daraisa tuma, there's no gezerah. It's because the Gezerah of Nachman says. Gemara says that with emphasis the Gemara, that when the Mishnah says a tame animal, it's not talking about an avela, betrefa. It's talking about a trefa whose tuma is only derabanan. Says Gemara, Trefa bas Tamuyehi? Is a dead body of a Trefa considered able to give over Tumah? But they were in Kedavu de Shmuel, Domar Avu de Shmuel, Trefa Sheshachta Metama Bemukdashin. This brings us back to Adayin, Sayin B, Sayin Gimel. The Mishnah speaks of that type of animal because its Tumah is of Derabanan, there's no Gezerah. Tashima, switch of rooms. Tashima, let's bring a ride for the following brisa. Rav Dostoy ben Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer. Hamafshit b'shratzim. Someone who's flaying the body, the skins off the of a shratzim. Chibor ad shiyafshit tiskulo. The flayed hide is considered attached in reference to being giving over tuma. Until you flay the entire carcass. Habigamal eino chubar. This is mashva, that to give someone just do a camel, and, you know, they want to flay to make a spread of the hide, then it's not considered attached throughout that process. It's considered attached only to the point if it's enough to grab onto, but not beyond it. But according to the reasoning of Rav Nachman, the hide of the camel should also give a tumah through this throughout the whole process. Midor abanan, the fact that it does not, kind of knocks off of Nachman's view. The Gemara lo tema ha begamal einu chibor. Don't say that the Brice is mashma, that in the case of a gamal flay to make a spread, that the detached hide is not considered like attached throughout the whole process. And the ima ba'or she'al atzava einu chibor. You should look at it more rather as the see that it's a mashal that the case of the camel flea to make a leather flask, the skin is on that it's on the neck is not considered as attached. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the Brice is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar Rav Huna Mishum Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi, Lo Shanu Ela Shalo Shir Ba Kidei Ma'aforis. The Chacham taught this din that tearing away majority of the cloak considers Tameh, I'm sorry, he's going to make a tar, only case where he didn't leave the cloak the amount that's needed for a kerchief. Avo Shir Ba Kidei Ma'aforis, you've left enough that you can make a kerchief, then Chiba, the ripped pieces of the garment are considered like attached, and therefore it remains Tameh. Amareish lo wa 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 kish zok the healing of you shlokish lo shana the talis the chum taught this din that tearing a garment leaving less than a kerchief size is going to make this tar only in reference to a cloak which is because it's made of cloth it's a flimsy type of material avil or cholim. But in the case of a piece of leather, a small amount left intact is a strong connection between the torn pieces. Therefore, if somebody tears a majority of a piece of the contaminated leather but leaves a small measure intact, the leather remains tummy. It's only tummy if he tears it completely in two. Rav Yochanan argues, even in the case of leather, also a small amount left intact is not a strong connection between the torn pieces. And if somebody tears a majority of this tummy piece of leather and leaves a small amount intact, the leather is taller. Or tummy midras, about a piece of leather contaminated with midras tumah. Right, that is, they have a zav that like put his weight on it without even touching it. Chishav alav l'ritzuas v'sandalim. If the owner thought about it and decided he wants to make it into straps and sandals, kibushan asad Ismael, as soon as he puts a knife to it, tar becomes tar. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda zekes Rabbi Yehuda chamomim ad sheyam itenu mechamisha tefachim. It's still tummy until he actually reduces it to less than the size of five tefachim square. Less than that. But once he reduces it to less than five tefachim square, everyone agrees it's going to be tar. Am I why? According to Shlakish, let's say that the uncut part, the leather, is strong connection between the torn pieces. And the leather remains tummy even then by saying that it's tar, the Mishnah goes against Shlakish. And for the Shlakish then knocks off this proof. Ki ka'amri, the chalim, when do I say that the uncut part of the leather is considered strong? It's like a strong connection between the torn pieces. When the letter was split straight down the length of the width, in that case, the letter was not cut, forms a strong connection between the torn pieces, therefore the tuma stays there. But here in the Mishnah Kilim, what are we talking about? Where it cuts at a continuous strip around the size of the piece of leather. In that case, the attachment between the two pieces is not a strong one. Therefore, tuma leaves. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya Hamavshid b'mehema b'chaya. One who flays a behema or a chaya b'tahor b'tameya b'daka b'gasa l'shatiach k'dei achiza until it's able to be grabbed ha'yaser m'chidei achiza. Right. So, like we said, the flayed part of the hide is going to be continued to give tuma k'dei achiza. Which is mashu, then if it's more than that, then tahor, it's going to be tahor. It's not going to give her tuma. Tamai, why? Lema chalub. According to this din of the Kohen of Rish Lakish, let's say that since the connection between the hide and the flesh is strong, the hide should remain tummy even after this point. The fact that it doesn't remain tummy would seem to knock off this view of Rish Lakish. Tirgum Rabbi Avin. If I'm going to explain the mission like this, Rishon, Osinipol, each continuance of the flaying of the hide beyond that you can grab to causes the newly flayed hide to be regarded as having fallen entirely from the flesh, therefore it doesn't give over tuma. Master of Yosef, if Yosef comes and asks Akasha and Mishalakish, or Shalat Savar, the skin that's on the neck, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Enu Chibor, Tzana Chibor, Amai, why? Hachalam Bekai. Because since the neck hide has not yet been flayed, the connection between it and the flesh remains strong, according to Rish Lakish. Then the neck hide should be regarded as attached and should convey tumah. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it doesn't. Amalei Abaye,
Ema Seifa, but let's take a look at the Seifa. V'chamorim, they say Chibor. It's considered attached until he flays the entire carcass, just like the Mishnah's earlier ruling. Rav Yochem Menuri knocks off Rish Lakish, so does the latter one, but the Chamim support him. So the Mishnah presents no kasha on Rish Lakish. Beautiful. Elarim, Abaye brings that even the din of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri can be explained in a manner that works with the din of Rish Lakish. He says, "Veshomer aser li nasik may love come of kli," with in reference to a shomer that will fall on its own, like the skin of the neck. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chum are arguing. My sever hami havi shomer. One says that the Chum the said is a shomer. My sever lo havi shomer. It says it's not a shomer. Aka Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds that it's not considered a shomer. Says Rashi, "Elomar by Israeli the chalim the kuleyama have a chibur v'achatayim mishum de lo chalim. Who shall also leave nothing? Me love is going to come of itself. Shomer also leave nothing come of field. Mechuk is a shomer is going to come off. So Rabbanan Tzavi, I feel lucky lo batil Torah shomer minay. Kozman shelo nitak. All right, we're gonna end right here. Pick it up next time. We shall y'all a great day."